This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. So tonight, if you listen to the recitation from Juzu number 27, right? The first surah that we began listening to was Surah At-Tur. And then the surah after that was Surah, you guys remember? Al-Najm. And then after Najm came Surah Al-Qamar. What's coming next? Anyone knows? Ar-Rahman. Okay, if you there's a theme in almost each surah that needs to be, you know, kind of taken in consideration in terms of the order. Why the ulama, when they put, for those who believe that the ulama put the mushaf in this order, why would they choose At-Tur and then Surah Al-Najm, Al-Qamar, Ar-Rahman, and so on? The one theme that brings these surahs together is the divine revelation, the Quran itself, speaking about the Quran. So Surah At-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Surah At-Tur, say, وَالطُّور وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُور فِي رَقٍ مَنْشُور. Speak about the kitab that is mastur. This is inscribed book. Which one is that? Some of the ulama, they say, it speaks about اللوح المحفوظ, the preserved tablet in which there is everything happens in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the Quran itself. And also, some of the ulama, they say, this actually speaks about the Quran itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by At-Tur, which is a special mountain. And then also subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the validity and the divinity of this book, of this inscripted book, the Quran. Comes after that Surah An-Najm, from the very beginning of Surah An-Najm, and somewhere in the middle as well, it's all about this revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. Speaks about a najm. Allah swears about a najm, the star, when the star falls. And he says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, that your friend, speaking to the Arabs of Mecca at the time, your friend, your man, the one that you all know, مَا ضَلَّ, he didn't go astray, وَمَا غَوَى, he's not going astray, he's not losing it, no. And Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, whatever he speaks, he's not speaking out of vain desire, of own whims, and so on. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It is wahy. It's a divine revelation that's been revealed or given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. And then the ayat continues, Surah An-Najm, obviously, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks how this revelation took place. It's given us the story. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى. Speaking about how this revelation came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came from عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the one who was shadid, which means stern and strong, with strong resolve and strong, of course, in his affairs and in his might and power. Speaking about Jibreel, that he gave it to him. Allah subhanahu delivered that, gave this to Jibreel. Jibreel delivered this to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And speaking about the creation of Jibreel, like such a book as the Quran, divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be delivered to a human being such as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was delivered through a mighty creation of Allah azza wa jal, Jibreel, the angel. And Allah spoke about the strength and the power and the might of this creation, Jibreel alayhi salam. Why is that? To show us the importance of it, right? You know, if you have a very valuable message, very, very, very valuable message, would you send it with your 5-year-old child to go and deliver that on your behalf? Or would you send it with someone that you trust the most, right? How would you do that? You know, in some Muslim countries, if you would like your child to go and buy you something from the grocery store, that's fine. You wrap the dollar, you give it to the little kid, says, go and get me juice or ice cream and come back again. They go with the dollar, they come back with nothing, obviously. Why? Because in the process, they forget, they lose, they forget it, they eat it, whatever that is, right? You can't trust these kids. But if you want someone to go and get you something that's extremely, extremely valuable, you're going to have to choose someone that is extremely trustworthy to send this message with. And that is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivering the Quran to us, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through a trustworthy, of course, carrier, Jibreel. And how he is trustworthy, Allah spoke about him in details in this ayat. And then he told us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel in his original form in this ayat twice. Saw Jibreel in his original form. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Jibreel. described Jibril being so mighty creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the first time he saw him in his original creation was when he came down from the Mount of Hira. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met Jibril in the human form first time, and he was scared. And as he was leaving and running from down the mountain from the Ghar Hira, Jibril came to him in the ufuq, bil ufuq al-a'la, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Najm as well. So Jibril came in that ufuq, which means the horizon, in his original form. The Prophet says, describing him to be so beautiful, so amazing, sadd al-ufuq, so mighty, so powerful, so huge, massive, that he covered the entire horizon with his wings. So he saw him the first time. Of course, obviously, Jibril was telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, قال, Ya Muhammad, anta Rasulullah, you are the messenger of Allah. And the Prophet was running down the mountain until he went to his house and he met Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha there. Zambiluni dathiru, cover me, and she did, and he told her the story. The second time he saw Jibril in his original form, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayat in Surah Al-Najm as well, is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought all the way up during the Isra and Mi'raj. And there, Jibril was in his original form. And he saw him again. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. That's when he saw him the second time. عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. Near the beautiful, beautiful tree of Sidratul Muntaha, a special tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has there, actually, in that location. And subhanAllah, the site itself and the amazing communication and connection between Jibril and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this divine revelation was delivered to you with care, with extreme actually care, with extreme trustworthiness from the angel to the human being that Allah selected for us sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said about him, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He doesn't speak his own vain desires, his own words. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He's only carrying and he's only delivering what has been revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to Surah Al-Qamar. Multiple times, for those who are paying attention, there's one short ayah that was repeated multiple times in the recitation. It has to do with the Quran. Do you guys, can you recall this ayah that was repeated multiple times? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah says, we have made يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. We had made the recitation and the remembrance of the Quran easy. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah is asking, where are they? Where are those who would like to remember the Quran? Where are those who would like to memorize, to study, to learn? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Quran is easy for those who put the effort in there. You know what is the evidence, the greatest evidence, wallahi, the greatest manifestation of this ayah? That Allah says the Quran is easy for people to remember. Hal mun muddakir. So where are those people who would remember it? What is the manifestation of the meaning of this ayah? Where would you see that, Jama'ah? Huh? Huffad? Something closer. Salat al-Tarawih. You are praying behind people, some of them don't even understand what they're reciting. True or not, Jama'ah? The young Huffad. They might not know the Arabic yet. So they are reciting a book that I can testify as someone who understands and speaks the Arabic language, a native language. I can testify when they recite, they're just reciting perfectly. Means the pronunciation is perfect in terms of, you know, the Arabic pronunciation. Because you can tell if someone doesn't know Arabic very well, or at least doesn't know how to pronounce it well, if they try, as an Arab, I won't be able to understand what they're talking about, what they're saying. But just knowing what they're saying, word for word, letter for letter, that is magnificent, wallahi. I can tell they don't understand Arabic well sometimes because when they stop, they don't stop in the right position. They cut it sometimes in the middle where you have to kind of add a little bit, one or two words to make the meaning perfect. But that in itself, it doesn't actually make their hifd and their ability to recite the Quran any less, subhanAllah, than perfect. But here, Allah says that we made it easy for you. So where are those people who want to memorize and remember? It really hurts me sometimes, specifically those who speak Arabic language, when you ask them to memorize the Quran, they say, ah, it's so hard, it's so difficult, I'm not cut for this. Okay, what about those who don't understand Arabic? They're already memorizing it. And they can't even make sense of what they're reciting. They just know how to pronounce it perfectly. Isn't that a manifestation of this ayah? that Allah says we have made it easy for people. Next, after you know that it's divine revelation, was inscribed in the book above there, seventh heaven, and that Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again in a divine way, and then this was preserved for you to be memorized, inshallah, as Allah says as well, إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. In the recitation, we heard that as well. Allah says, we revealed this book, and we're going to preserve it. How? Through these huffaz. They memorize, and they transfer that to the next generation, inshallah. Ta'ala. Then comes, after you memorize, what comes next, ya jama'ah? Understand. Surah Ar-Rahman is coming next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, the most compassionate. He says subhanahu about himself. Now he says, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who delivers the Quran and made it easy for people to understand. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. He taught the insan what? Al-bayan. What does it mean? That's now the understanding of the language. Speech. So the next thing that we need to think about when it comes to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we understand that? And everything else comes the application of this understanding, of course. One of the things you're going to hear in Surah Ar-Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says multiple times, فَبِأَيِّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of your favors of all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given you that you deny? Which of these favors you deny? And one of these favors, subhanahu, that we have amongst ourselves today, after 1400 plus years, we're still listening to the Quran, reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it was revealed on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal preserve this ni'mah, ya rabbil alameen, and give us the ability to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who preserve the Quran in their hearts and their mind and their actions, ya rabbil alameen. Make us among those who will be blessed of being huffad, ya rabbil alameen. Make us among those who have the appreciation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal fill your hearts and your minds with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this Quran hujjah and proof for you on the day of judgment, not against your Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for reciting and learning and reciting more and more the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give you the reward for every letter and every pronunciation of this of the Quran, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make your scale heavy with the reward for the recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our huffaz, our qari, our imams. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our teachers, ya Rabbil Alameen, those who made it possible for them to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it that we recited so beautifully for us over here. May Allah reward them immensely, ya Rabbil Alameen. Elevate their status in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and make them in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la to recite with the angels, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make them among those who will be told on the Day of Judgment, Iqra' wartaqi, recite and ascend until they end in al-Firdaus al-A'la with al-Nabiyyin, wa-Siddiqin, wa-Shuhada, wa-Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make amongst them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.